Yo, so what do you need? Just an eighth?
No, I need a fucking t-shirt. Okay, fine.
No,
just
no, not. That's later on tonight, dude. Just a sec, okay? I got the shrooms right now. We're gonna make this happen, okay? You gotta be a little quick, though.
All right.
Yes. Let me get my scale. I fucking forgot my scale. Yo, the homeboy's supposed to have some dope Puerto Rican ones next week, for sure, too.
Okay, word.
Hang on. Yo, what up? Yeah, I got them booms right now. I got the shrooms right now. All right, I'll put you down for a quarter. I'll meet you at the open mic later on tonight. You better have the loot, bitch, or Venmo me right now, ho. At Big Lou 303, son. You know the fucking deal, bitch. All right, cool. Peace. Yeah, all these motherfuckers love this shit, man. Fucking... The game's starting to come back too, homie. Fuck a good day. I hope so. I hope so too. Oh shit. Oh fuck, my mom's home. Let's get the fuck out of here. Run. Back door. Oh fuck, my mom's home podcast. Episode 36. That adds up to number 9. Or Epoch 36. I already fucked up.
That's good. Keep it going. Just keep
we got it. We got it. Let me turn off this music. Dude. That's how you lay up. Pimping, bro. Pimping. We got Corey motherfucking Cooley in the house.
What's up?
I call him the funny Corey.
I am the funny Corey.
I know, dude. You're way funnier than Corey Stevens. You're getting up there with Corey Quattlebaum. And at least your name's not Cody, bro, because those white boys suck dick, bro.
For real. I've met a lot of shitty Codys.
Yeah. Corey's an all right guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. The last Cody I met fucking tried to fucking fight me at the end of the night.
Oh, yeah?
And he was like, you fucking act like you're so smart. I'm like, dude, I'm literally like a retarded person. I'm like, I'm graduated high school.
Dude, I'm like a genius for being a fucking retarded ass crackhead, bro. I'm fucking way smarter than half these people, bro.
I'm just,
I hate it. I hate being so cool, too, bro.
Yeah. I can't help it, dude. This is fucking.
I mean, shit. I mean, look at us. We're fucking drinking beer, smoking cigarettes. It's fucking. It's only 3:30 in the afternoon, bro. That's how cool we are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
You probably even started before this. You're so cool.
I'm not that cool. That's a level of cool I don't have yet. But I do want to say before I forget that I'm doing great. If I hang myself. I did not hang myself.
No, you mean if you Epstein yourself.
Yeah,
Now a conjunction verb, adjective, and pronoun, bro. Yeah. The Epstein thing, bro. Yeah, me too, man. I never feel down because, you know, I think I've been doing drugs so long now, like 28 years now strong, and I deserve to do any drug I want, and I'm happy with my life. I'm never going to do too much heroin to kill myself. I mean Epstein myself. I'll never crash my car in a high-speed chase with the 5-0 because I love life. You know what I mean? I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to Epstein myself. Ever, ever, dude. You neither, right, Corey Cooley?
No, dude, absolutely not.
We're not down with Epstein or fucking kids just maybe peeing on them every once in a while, bro. You know, because... That's what happens in a pool, bro. Pee in a pool, you pee on everybody, right?
Yeah, you're technically peeing on kids. But that's not, like, intentional. I've never pissed on a kid on purpose. You know? It's always been.
You know, we're having good fun here on the Oh Fuck My Mom's Home. We got special guest on the couch with his oxygen, Big Lou. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing, Dad.
Don't say nothing.
We might have to go send him into the room to watch CSI Miami and shit, dude. On my TV.
Yeah, dude, you gotta fucking...
No, what did we watch the other day? Hawaii 5-0,
man, that shit was so fucking garbage.
Yeah, dude, that was the worst acting ever, dude. That fat guy from that Lost show or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that dude's a whack-ass actor.
Well, they're literally like, they're redoing that scene from Chinatown where he's driving through the fucking orchard.
Oh, yeah, no,
it's literally just a straight rip-off of the scene.
That was a throwback. That was a throwback.
Yeah, but they'll be like, it was an homage. It's like, no, you're just uncreative.
Well, were we watching the other day? I think we were watching the same thing, and fucking Bobby Lee shows up, bro, at a monastery.
He was on Hawaii Five-0?
No, what show was that on, Dad?
I was like, they're making Bobby Lee play a Hawaiian now?
Bobby Lee was on CSI, dude. Los Angeles CSI, dude. He pops up on NCIS, and he pops up at a monastery, dude. It's like, Bobby Lee, there's no way this fool's going to a fucking monastery, dude. This is all stage. This is fake. I'm like... He wasn't undercover, dude. He's a fucking... that fool's fake Chinese, but he's white as fuck, bro. He got fucked in the ass as a kid, bro. He's white.
Is he Korean or is he... I don't care
what he is, dude. I don't give a fuck what he is, bro. He shouldn't belong in a fucking monastery. He belongs behind a mic at a comedy club, bro. You know what I mean? Fuck it, dude. Make money.
He can't
make
be Korean. That money. There's only two Korean names, dude. It's Kim or Park is the only...
I don't know Koreans, dude. I know fucking Mongolians.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to be a Mongol. Yeah. Till they crossed the Bering, the Alaskan bridge over to America. And then abandoned Indians. Then they became Indians. What nationality are you, dude? The freckles always throw me off.
Irish. Well, like, I'm a bunch of stuff. But, like, the freckles and shit are, like, the red in my beard. That's all Irish shit. And then, like... English, little German and Italian.
German's
and
then cool.
A quarter Mexican.
Can you say that?
That what?
German's cool.
I
just like their engineering, bro, and the metric system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know. Yeah, Mercedes and Volkswagen.
No, I think we're
the people's car.
It was like my great Hungarian too, but it's like my great.
Oh, are you related to Vlad the Impaler?
Yeah. I think so, probably.
Yeah, probably me too, dude. Because I
know I'm related to Vlad the Impaler.
Impale her. Oh man, this guy's a fucking macaroni, dude. I never, never knew this about you. Never knew you were fucking such a fucking knee deep in the KK, huh? Like fucking putting your foot in her pussy and all that shit, huh?
If that's what it takes. I don't want, you know. I leave everything on the field, dude. Yep. You know. You gotta fucking.
That's like I was playing pool and I think it was against Christine Thomason. I was like, yeah, when I play pool, I get everything but the balls in.
Are you any good at pool?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, I beat fucking Cano. He acted like he was all dope. And then me and Mike Capolino went to war one night at fucking the 26 Tavern. Fucking like 6-7 games in because it was all free.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. We fucking back and forth, me and Capolino.
He seems like a guy that would be good at.
So, yeah, Capolino's crazy, dude. Because I swear I shot pool with him over there in California at the bar down the road from our hotel. And he used to own the sex store with the porno studio up top, bro. In Lemon Grove. It's almost Lemon Grove, San Diego. Like, it's on this ridge, bro. It's crazy. There's a hotel and all kinds of shit on this little ridge. Okay. And shit. And fuck, man, it's crazy because... I was getting with this crazy-ass little Mexican chick over there in San Diego, bro, that lived, like, fucking two blocks away from our hotel and shit, right? And we go into the sex store, and this bitch is fucking putting cock rings on me in the fucking sex store, bro.
And just, like, test them out?
Yeah, like, fucking sucking my dick and putting cock rings on. And then Mike Capolino comes around. What are you guys doing over here? Get the fuck out of here. I swear it was Mike Capolino that kicked us the fuck out of that sex store, bro.
That's fucking awesome. Because
he owned the porno studio above that shit, dude. He's my life coach. He's my hero, bro. Yeah, like, dude. He's so funny, but it's like fucking, it's our humor, bro.
Yeah.
It's almost like his jokes are made just for me and you, Corey Cooley, dude. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah, dude, it's like a fucking, There's this.
It's like the driest drug.
Yeah,
drug humor ever, bro. Like fucking like I'm a life coach. My first thing about being a life coach is don't smoke crack in a bathtub that you could drown in.
Don't make the same mistake that you did.
Yeah, man. Dude. Don't do what this bitch did. So, like, I take showers because of that.
I refuse to take a bath. I mean,
fuck that shit, dude. I'll take a shower. I'll do, like, 10 hits and take a shower. Fuck that shit.
If I die in a bathtub surrounded by crack... that was not my fault. Know that I'm smarter than that. I'm better than that.
Have you ever heard
that was an execution.
Have you ever heard? Yeah, dude. Never Epstein ourselves. This whole this whole thing is that we are in good spirits.
No matter how
sad and drunk we get or how sad and high we get, we're still in very, very good spirits. Yeah. Okay.
I take a lot of precautions.
Fucking R.I.P. McAfee.
R.I.P. my McAfee. Boy, dude. He's fucking got too close to the fucking sun, dude.
Dude. He's all, yo, son. Yo, dog. I downloaded all kinds of shit when they fucking loaded up my shit on their fucking computers, bro. How much shit do you think McAfee really knows, dude? Let's get into some conspiracy shit here.
Dude, somebody just sent me on fucking Telegram. So we fucking, some chick followed us on Instagram, the podcast, Chapel Perilous, available on
Chapel
iTunes.
Perilous, iTunes, everything. Same thing with, oh, fuck, my mom's home. Give it up for fucking Apple iTunes and shit. Let them look at this fucking story.
Yeah, rate and review. Anyway, this shit got banned. So, like this is so we have a bunch of like, weirdos, because fucking Alan just went off, like, he's just been going off for months, like, finding, like, weird conspiracy pages and following people, and a bunch of them followed us back. And this chick, I think she got banned from so she has been, like, messaging us on fucking Telegram, which I don't even know what the fuck it is. But, yeah, we just got,
McAfee was in good spirits. I don't think he would have Epstein himself neither, man. It's all over the fucking interwebs.
Yeah. Well, so she sent me this thing. I don't know. It doesn't say anything about, like... But apparently, they're saying that his dead man switch got activated.
Oh, yeah. That big old Q popped up on his Twitter.
I bet that Q shit, that's I bet fucking PSYOP shit.
Yeah, that, no,
like,
but.
Like, him posting that, I mean. Like,
oh, yeah.
I doubt he posted
either that. Either that, or it's the fucking best joke you could ever fucking have.
Yeah, he's
dude.
Just hilarious.
He's just hilarious.
He was like, let me fucking dive bomb this whole thing. Yeah, like, let's not even get justice.
He got whacked tattooed on his arm, bud.
Yeah, he knew it was, dude. Well, yeah, he's been fucking.
The best was some of those videos he posted, dude, where he's got, like, all the bitches around him, and it's got white all over his face, dude. Like, he's just doing Scarface amounts of cocaine and shit. It's like, come on, buddy. Cook some of that up and fucking some cognac or something, bud.
Yeah,
fucking
dude.
Treat yourself. You know what I mean? How big, Lou?
He couldn't think of it, dude. Like,
I know.
He couldn't do that. I was watching him on a show, dude. Like, and he's like, you watch him, like, fucking. He literally took a shot of tequila because he couldn't. Like, he was like, his blood alcohol level was too low to function, dude. He, like, couldn't. That was the level that McAfee was at, dude. He was
dude,
a fucking.
That's how it goes. He was wanted in, like, Belize for his fucking neighbor getting killed or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That's sharp, bro. I mean, fuck, dude. I'm wanted all around the world. I fucking got a bunch of fucking money, hoes. I'm fucking this old black prostitute.
Yeah.
Married this old black prostitute, dude. She fucking folds her teeth back. I don't know what she does to fucking get married to fucking McAfee
fucking
and shit, dude. God
Belizean
damn, dude.
Bodyguard with
yeah,
a giant
dude.
Head. Just fucking. The dude's head doesn't even make
I
sense,
know, dude.
Bro. It's like a
it's
fucking.
Like, it's probably body armor, bud. It's probably
yeah,
like. Probably a fake head, like fucking Total Recall, fool.
Just scar tissue, scar tissue around his jaw from just getting fucked up by Belizean gangsters.
Oh fuck, dude.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Dude, that guy was wild looking.
Jeez, dude.
But yeah, McAfee. All right, well, hold on. What were we talking about before we got off
there? I forget, dude. No. Maybe we shouldn't have ate fucking those things. No, it's cool.
No, that was the right decision, man.
Yeah, I know it was, bro. Didn't we eat mushrooms last time? Didn't Big Lou come over and feed us mushrooms?
Yeah, I think we ate like a couple. Like,
It wasn't like this. No, those ones, remember those ones tasted like garlic knots. Those other mushrooms. They were weird, but we still popped off a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These ones are better.
I know they're better, bro. I gave him a little stem at the mic the other night, and this guy fucking went to the moon almost.
Oh, dude, I got on stage. I was like fucking... got into like my first joke. Like, I got done with like my first joke out of the way, and all of a sudden, well, I was like, oh no. Ah, like, oh, fuck. I did like 3 minutes. And I was like,
oh man. Yeah, so the comedy scene's getting good. It's so good. People are popping arms out of their sockets, laughing and shit or something. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, right? That's an inside joke for the Denver comedy scene. I'm going to be sure to post that, put that in the description.
Yeah, man, it's getting hectic out there.
Yeah,
man.
It's getting wild style. I like it.
No, it's good.
I like it a lot, dude. So, how was your trip back up to your hometown, bro? Where's that, North Wyoming?
Montana. It was fucking tight. I realized that I got fucking... I got tanked before I left, dude. Before I got to the airport to go up there, and the flight got delayed, dude, and I was just, like, I was getting to, like, next level surly, dude. I'm, like, fucking, nobody came up and said nothing to me, but I realized, like, when I sobered up the next day, I was, like, I was a fucking problem on that. It's, like, if I, especially with fucking, like, they relax shit after COVID now, but... But still, I was fucking out of pocket, dude, for sure. And then I'm like, oh man, that's embarrassing, man, to be like,
be that guy,
just be sitting in a seat and being like, when's this fucking plane gonna? I just hammered drunk because I'm like sobering up and shit. And then I fucking get on my fucking connecting flight, which is like 2 hours from Seattle to fucking Missoula. And I'm hanging out with this dude from Washington. We're getting more fucked up now. And we're just yelling, laughing, just being fucking dickheads. He's a funny motherfucker. Shout out to that guy.
Oh, man.
And then I'm like, all right, dude. Fucking not on planes, dude. You can't get fucking on the no. You're a comic, dude. You can't be getting on no fly list, dude.
Yeah. You fucking fuck up. So I get picked every once in a while. Because, back in the day, this is like right after 9/11 when I was working doing neon glass. We had a suitcase full of drills and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Well, we used one of those fucking, those concrete nailers that shoots like those 22 caps to shoot nails into the concrete, right? So we were using one of those to hang transformers and shit, right? And it got explosive residue all over it. From using that gun.
Fuck. Yeah.
So, dude, we checked all the luggage. I get to Portland, Oregon, bro. And the whole time, I got a fucking bunch of fucking weed in my underwear, dude.
Yeah.
And they fucking pull me out. They go, hey, we got to search your baggage. They bring me into a room with the two-way mirror. And then in the other room, they pull out that fucking blue... And it's a fucking, like, a 80s fucking baby blue fucking hard shell suitcase, bro. And they got two dudes with fucking little shields on, bud, little hazmat suits fucking opening it. And then they open it, and it's just nothing but tools.
Yeah.
And they go, wow, it's on that. You got residue on the handle in this. And I was like, yo, man, we use all kinds of tools. And then they find... They're like, well, have you used anything with... I was like, we use one of those fucking...
like pass load, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, we use one of those little fucking things that shoots nails into concrete. And he goes, that's probably it. But they had me in there for fucking 2.5 hours. My cousin Mikey had missed his flight out of Denver, bro. So I was the only one in fucking in Oregon at the time, dude. Getting fucking harassed, bro. They wouldn't even let me call my boss, my mom, or nothing, bro. Like, they fucking had me in that room, dude. And I still got that fucking weed in my fucking nuts, bro. The whole time. They finally let me go. I'm sitting there. No fucking money. No fucking nothing. I finally get a hold of the boss. This is back in the day. My cell phone didn't have... This is back when roaming minutes was like fucking $8 a minute and shit, dude. When cell phones first came out, bro, and shit. You know, so I got to go use a courtesy phone at the airport to fucking call fucking the boss, bro. And then he rents me a Hertz fucking car. I got to walk all the way over to Hertz, dude. Fucking like 3 miles away to get a car. And fucking wait for my cousin Mikey to land fucking 6 hours later, bro. I went to the first little bodega, dude, and bought me a fucking pack of papers and rolled me the fattest fucking joint of my whole life, dude. That was the scariest thing I ever fucking went to.
It's nice because they're kind of like not... By the way, I'm going to fucking start using that. Like when people are trying to get a hold of me, I'll be like, sorry, I was on roaming, dude. I can't pick up when I'm on roaming, dude.
I can't, man. It's way too expensive, dude. I got fucking...
I'm still on Altel, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm still on Cricket, the first Cricket phone, yeah. The fucking Nokia one.
I'm still on Cell 1, dude. You can't. Everybody thought they were bad. I've had to go through, like, I've gone through security with, like, fucking a bag full of pills, like, shit, like, not like a huge bag, but like a bag full of pills where it's like, oh, if I get caught with it, which you won't. Really, you know, but it's like on the off chance that you do,
yeah,
you will go to prison for that.
Yeah, dude. So, my favorite flight, I flew into San Diego, bro, and I told my homeboy Joaquin, I was like, this is my last trip out there. I was like, they're so mad at me because I drove 18 hours down to San Diego to drop the glass off, the neon glass at the store. And then 2 days later, I drove 18 hours all the way back to Denver. That way, I made my money for driving because he was only paying us a flat rate. So I said, well, I got to do it in 18 hours to make it fucking worth it because you're a cheese dick motherfucker. And I did that. And then he's like, you're not driving no more, Mr. fucking Hot Rod, bro. Make it back from San Diego. It's supposed to be 23 hours. I made it back fucking from San Diego in 18 hours, bro. Flying with the fucking trailer. I didn't give a fuck, dog. You know, I was like, this dude's shortchanging us. Fuck this fool. We should be getting paid windshield time driving. Whatever we make working, we should make that driving. And he wasn't doing it. So I was like, fuck this guy.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. So then he flew me out. I told my homeboy Joaquin, this is my last time going down there. Fucking Joaquin gave me a fucking half ounce of Durban poison, bro.
Yeah.
That the homeboy was growing down in Colorado Springs. I crunched all that dirt, that whole half ounce, into a little brick the size of a fucking like a Snickers bar, bud.
Nice. And just with your hands?
Just with my hands in the baggie, dude. Just fucking kept going like that, squeezing it and compressing it. The whole half ounce, bro. I just kept squeezing it like that, and I had that in my underwear, bro. Flew all the way down to San Diego, bud. And what was crazy was when this is when they first had the sniffer boxes at DIA. So, and this is after I got checked with the fucking stupid explosive shit. So, bam, they're like, Mr. Martinez, we need you to go stand in the box. I went and stood in the box, dude, and I got that shit in my nuts, bro. And it just blows air all over me, bud. Bing, clear. Fucking walked right out, dude. I had that weed in my nuts, bro. Oh, man, I smoked a big old fat joint every night.
Were you fucking nervous while I was
in? Nah, dude, I just fucking, you can't be nervous, dude. Who gives a fuck, bro?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, who gives a fuck, bro? Like, me and my dad, dude, we used to smoke crack with the front door wide open, bud.
Oh, yeah.
Huh, Big Lou? Why let the cops kick your door open, dude? If you're doing shit illegal, fuck it, bro. Why fucking waste the lock? You know what I mean?
Yeah, good point.
No joke, dude. Fuck that shit, dude. You fucking, if you're enjoying your high, get high with the door open, bro. Dude, you know how many times I fucking gotten high with the door open right here jerking off? If Big Lou wasn't here, I'd probably do it right now.
Well, not with me here, dude.
Well, we'd both have to have that meth. You know what I mean?
Like, then throw. We knocked on the door a couple of times when, you know, and I had all my shit on the table. And I got up, and these guys were pick, you know, I putting shit away so the cop didn't see it. And, you know, can I help you, you know?
Yeah.
And the cops stay there at the door. You know,
cops stay at the door. Yeah, dude, never let the cops in, bro. Know your rights. Be like, do you have a search warrant?
Yeah, yeah, no.
I plead the 4th, 5th, and the 6th. Fuck you, cops, dude. I hate them cops.
My still sitting there, too. You mind if we come in? I said, yeah.
No.
That one time.
No, Dad. We can't hear you, Dad. You're not on the podcast.
Whatever.
How many times have you gotten busted by the 5-0?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
Fucking... just twice. But it was on the road. Like one of them, I was driving through Nebraska, and I was a little fucking retarded kid. So I didn't like. The cop was going to fucking search me. It was just fucking a speeding ticket, dude, and he was going to search me, and he was like, you know, for like knives and shit, but he rifled through my pockets. I was like, you're gonna find this weed, because it's fucking in there. It's pretty obvious in my pocket, and that was like a fucking $700 fine or something. It was like a shitty fine, maybe less than that. Cop was nice about it, though. He was highway patrol. He was like, you're literally just a retarded, like, he was like honestly sad that he was like, this is wasting both of our times. I'm just not allowed. I have to give you a ticket for this.
Yeah, fuck, man. No, I never. So, I remember one time me and Joaquin were at Adams County Fairground for his grandparents' 50th wedding anniversary. And we're all hanging out, chilling. We go outside to the car, dude. We're fucking loading up some good-ass Chronic, dude. This is like when Chronic first started coming out. And we're chilling, hanging out. And the cops were all on us, and they're like, put your hands on the thing. And boom, we all put our hands. They're like, you guys got ID? And I go, yeah. And they're like, you got any weed in your pockets? And I was like, no. Because I had my weed down in my sock, you know, a big old bag. I had my weed in my sock. I was like, I ain't got nothing in my pockets. Passed my pockets down. Then they fucking grabbed Joaquin's little container, and he had a container of some bomb-ass Kron. And then the homeboy brother... He pulled out, he had a little pipe and some fucking shitty rags and shit, dude, a bag of shitty rags.
Yeah.
And they're just throwing all this shit up on the fucking trunk of the car, right? And then they pull out my keys, my lighter, my wallet. They start going through fucking, you know, they pull out all our IDs and shit. And then they go like this, stay right there. And we're all fucking there. Like, and then they move us to the front of the car and they're like, put your hands on the hood, put your hands behind your back and your head's on the hood. We might have to arrest all you guys. And then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, 10. No, they all come back clean. And fucking all of a sudden you hear two doors shut. Boom, boom. And them cops take off. And so we all fucking like take our heads off the fucking hood, our foreheads off the hood. And these cops are fucking gone, bro. We go to the fucking trunk, bro. Then full stole Joaquin's Chronic, brother's pipe, and both of my lighters.
No, left, dude.
Son. They fucking jacked us for our Chronic.
That's
son.
So fucking
like
funny.
Adams County Sheriff. They fucking jacked us like a motherfucker.
Yeah, they just want to get high, dude.
Yeah, dude. Dude. I was like, motherfucking 5-0 just jacked us, son. It was fucked up, dude. It was fucking great, though. Yeah, right, because you're fucking running from him, Big Lou. So I'm doing court with Big Lou, right? On the fucking Zoom court, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, Mr. Martinez, we're just going to let you off of probation, and we're going to get it all global with your other people. But do you understand what you did was wrong, right? And my dad goes, I kind of don't remember. I got COVID in jail, and I'm having problems. And then the judge goes, well, let me tell you what you did. You stopped for the police officer. And then when he got out of the car, you took off. And you dropped somebody off by the creek. And then you kept driving. And then when the officer didn't stop for your friend that you dropped off at the creek and kept going after you, he's all like three blocks later, you, or light rail tracks, something like that, dude. Yeah, it was the light rail tracks, huh, Dad?
No, I was on 6th Avenue Service Road.
All right, yeah, so it was by the light rail tracks, probably, if you're on 6th Avenue Service. I know where it's at. If you're in Golden, anywhere 6th Avenue Service Road has fucking the light rail by it, Dad. Okay, man. So anyways, he stops, boom, boom, boom. He takes off again. The cop takes off after him. Like 10 blocks later, he pulls over. Oh, I'm sorry, officer. I thought we were done.
I thought we were good.
Yeah, he tries to play the game, bro. Dude, people know when you're lying, Dad. That's like, yo, you remember Tino Chin? Faustino? Remember Jay Leno? Coyote? The Mexican? Remember when he stole Tim Allen's car?
The homeboy
stole Tim Allen's car, drove it back to Denver. It's on the other side of I-70 right over here, dude. By fucking Monkey Barrel.
Yeah, yeah.
It was parked kind of in the Monkey Barrel neighborhood right over there. So they got this fool, Adams County, in fucking jail. And they're like, dude, why did you steal Tim Allen's car? And he's like, actually, Tim Allen gave it to me. Huh, Dad, remember when I showed you that on YouTube, dude? He's all, Tim Allen gave it to me. And they're like, yeah, right. And like, when me and my mom watched this shit on the news, on the regular news, we was like, yeah, right, that fool is lying like a motherfucker, dude. Tim Allen didn't give him that car. And they're like, well, why did Tim Allen give you that car? And that fool goes, because Tim Allen's my dad. I was like, that fool is really lying now, dude. That fool is lying like a motherfucker, dude.
You got to shoot a shot.
He is not.
You got to shoot a shot, bro. You got to shoot a shot. Whatever, dude. I'm for real. Like, dude.
He gave me this car.
Tim Allen's an old cokehead, dude. He might have showed up to the
gym. Tino's little fucking fucked up chin might be because Tim Allen did a lot of coke, huh?
Yeah, he might have Tim Allen could have showed up to the jail and been like, you know what? You got me, dude. That is my son. Let him up. Get him out of these cuffs. Tim Allen might be close to that.
Nah, son, I seen him like 6 months later, dude. Going to court for that same charge. Because, you know, Mexicans, we got court all the time, son.
Yeah, dude.
So I showed.
It's fucking everybody now, dude. Yeah, they're coming after everybody now.
Especially with Kamala Harris, bro. Even if you have a tan, you're gonna go to jail, bud. White people watch the fuck out, Kamala Harris, when she's president. Dude, she's gonna throw everybody in jail, bro.
I'm wearing 3 layers of sunblock right now. Just keep that motherfucking sun out of my fucking skin, dude.
My name is Martinez.
I can't afford to go to jail, dude.
Fuck that, dude. Hell no, dude.
I just try to get fucking as wide
as possible.
How
many times have you been to jail?
Well, only once, dude.
Yeah, me
too. And I didn't even, dude, it was on my birthday, man.
Happy birthday.
I didn't go on my birthday for quite a
while. But yeah, same thing. Somebody got pulled over, dude. It was these fucking crust punk kids. It's probably why I hate crust punk so fucking much. I was like, fine, it's my fuck.
Are you needing another one?
No, I'm cool. Sure? Yeah, I'm like,
I'll get you the other one.
I'm cool right now.
Well, fuck you then.
All right.
Crust bunkins. What are those? Dirty hippies?
Yeah. No, like, they're dirty, like, street punk, like, punk kids, like, they ride, like, the rails, dude. They ride, trains and shit. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, the ones that Puerto Rican went and had me take a bat to for $50 and a crack rock?
Probably, dude. Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, dude.
These gats robbed them fools, dude, and I went and beat the shit out of them with the bat for $50 and a rock.
Well, they got to... Cool. Dude, I mean, that's the problem with fucking crust punks, man. It's like, dude, you guys stop being shady.
Yeah, dude, no, they're the shadiest motherfuckers out there, guaranteed, bud. I know exactly who you're talking about now.
Yeah, these motherfuckers have been out in the woods fucking drinking Canadian mist in a park for fucking 2 years.
Yeah,
they're shit people, dude.
Yeah, they're dog shit people. Nah, bro, they fucking, that's the other cast that you gotta watch out for over there by Jesus Saves, bro. Never buy a crack from a fucking white kid at Jesus Saves ever, bro.
No, dude. Absolutely.
They're gonna sell
not.
You like candle wax or something asshole-ish. Bro. Uncle Charles, bro. Yeah. Uncle Charles, he plays saxophone over there when he gets it out of the pawn shop.
Okay.
Fucking Uncle Charles will sell you some good crack. He's the one that told me that they were looking for me. When I did the hatchet thing, when I pulled the hatchet out on that black dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I went back like 2 days later, and he goes, yo, my Mexican homie, you can't come around here no more. But I got a 40 if you need it.
One last time, bro.
I got a 40 if you need it. And I was like, yeah, I need it. And he goes, yeah. He's like, the cops is looking for a slick Hispanic dude in a green Chevy pickup. And I used to drive around a red and gray fucking Ford pickup. You know what I mean? So that dude gave the motherfucker the wrong info and shit, dude. It was sharp, bro. That old dude had my back, bro. But I used to bring him sandwiches and fucking in burritos. That way he'd go grab my shit for me, bro. You know what I mean? I was sharp, bro. He was a nice fucking guy. Like, people don't understand.
I'm getting distracted just watching your dad untangle his oxygen cord. it's so fucking funny to me.
COVID got him fucked up.
No, sir, mushrooms did.
They both did.
Just watch an old man on mushrooms try to untangle his fucking oxygen cable from fucking shit. I'm like, God damn, what the fuck have I done? Where am I at?
Maybe we should quit smoking.
I gotta quit. They're so good, though. Cigarettes.
I know. They are delicious. I'm going to have to finish this one.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, dude. Speaking of toxic chemicals, cigarettes got the most. But, man, I remember experimenting someplace near DTC. The other week, like maybe it was a few months ago, I remember trying this fucking new meth. It's called indica meth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It makes you really tired. Really, really tired.
Yeah, pillow meth. They
call it. Is it pillow meth?
I don't know.
I'm not going to lie, dude. Fucking Monday night or Tuesday night, I fucking stayed up all night because I went and got this guy a bunch of fucking white and shit, you know, somebody we might know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was way too much, bro, because, man, I fucking grabbed some and it's good and having a ball. And then I didn't even fucking sleep the next day until after my mic. Like, after my mic, I went and I fucking took a hit. Finally took a hit because I was doing lines with the homegirl all morning. But then I took a hit, and I fucking actually took a crack nap, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever slept with all your senses on still? You know what I mean? Have you ever just closed your eyes and almost dropped your phone and then just fucking be like, oh, I feel like fucking, it's like vertigo.
Right, you like tumble into it.
Yeah, dude, it's weird, you, bro. Like,
it's like you're like...
Like this, usually this only happens when you do like fucking 8 days on meth, bro. But it could happen after one really, really good crack hit.
If you've ever like been walking and you stub your toe and you keep walking but your astral body just trips and eats shit into the...
Yeah, dude, exactly.
That's what it feels like.
Like, no, dude, I swear, bro. I was... While the homeboy was driving to the other mic, I was almost watching myself while sitting on the hood of the car.
100%, yeah.
Like, I was so out of it. Like, I remember the last time I did that, I ran the mic at 5280 with Grambo. And I drove this black dope dealer around when I was doing Uber Black Market. And I was driving my dope dealers around.
Yeah.
So I drove this black guy around all fucking night, bro. And he's feeding me rocks, put gas in my car. And it was a fucking blizzard, bud. Right, in the Ford Focus.
Mm-hmm.
Drove him around all night. I was dropping him off, and he's like, I was like, yo, bro, hook me up with one more little hit. And he's like, nah, bro. And I was like, all right, well then, dude, I gotta drop you off here, bro. I'm done for the night. I gotta go home and sleep. So I drop him off. I fucking drive home. And I don't ever carpet surf. Big Lou taught me good not to carpet surf and look for fucking crack on the floor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I looked over on his side of the car, bro, and the passenger on the floor right there. This fool fucking dropped like a fucking 80 rock, bud, in my fucking car, bro.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So, fucking, my mom went to church. It's fucking Sunday, right? My mom went to church. I ended up fucking blowing like half of that shit, dude, while she was at church. But I had been up all night, so I was super high, and I passed out, bro. And I'm so lucky that she didn't go in my room, bro, because I have a lighter in one hand and the pipe in the other, and I'm just fucking passed out, drooling on myself, son. And then fucking
yeah, you don't want to Hunter Biden.
Yeah,
yourself.
Dude. Yeah, I fucking dude. My mom would have slapped the fuck out of me if she would have seen me that day. And then fucking Josh Grabo comes and knocks on my fucking window. Yo, fool! The mic starts in 10 minutes. I still got the lighter.
Pipe outside.
Yeah, you know, I still got this shit in my hand. I look at my hands. I'm like, oh fuck, dude. I was like, what fucking time is it? He's like, it's 5:50. It's 5:40, fool. We gotta get to fight. I was like, oh shit. I throw him the mic.
The guy, dude, like, been up that lot. The fucking spirits will just come up and pull you down.
I know,
you
dude.
Like, they won't give you a chance to fucking.
The best was the homegirl Antoinette, bro. I gave her a ride to fucking court, bro, in Lakewood over there. And this bitch, she in front of the judge, dude. She's fucking up, and I mean, and I went and picked her up at like 3 a.m. to go get an 8-ball of crack, and then go to court because she might get thrown into jail. That bitch gave me like 2 grams of fucking of crack that day, bro, because she just had it on her.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dude, I'm going to go to jail. You can have this, bro. I love you for bringing me, dude. He's like, take care of my dogs if they do take me into jail. You know what I mean? And this bitch is in front of the judge. Judge, I'm getting kicked out of my house. And fucking throw some big old sob story in front of the judge. They go, all right, go talk to the DA again. So she goes in to go sit down, and we're waiting for the DA, bud. And this bitch is so high on meth and crack and all that shit, dude. This bitch is passing out. And she dropped her phone like 8 times in the fucking hallway, fucking passing out, waiting for the DA. And then in front of the DA, dude, she's still all fucked up. She goes, I'm so exhausted. I've been moving all night.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm having such a rough time. Oh.
Hey, sorry, I just got done with a powerlifting competition.
Oh my gosh.
I just ran a marathon.
I gotta find a place for me and my dogs. She's throwing this fucking crazy sob story. Dude. We go back in front of the judge, and the judge goes like this. So, maybe we should just tell the cops to stop busting you with paraphernalia. And she goes, I know, huh? They fucking let her go, dude.
Fucking
they fucking let her go, bro. And then we went back into the car, and she split that fucking 2 grams in half, and she goes, oh, I need this.
She's like, oh, never mind. Never mind. I'll speak out a little bit. I made some decisions, but you understand, right, dude?
I hope they don't bust me with paraphernalia. You know, on the way out of here.
I know, right? Oh, that's so fucking good. Dude, by the way, like, how fucking good has court Zoom been for people lately?
Oh, dude.
Dude, like, how many people have had, like, court go their way because they were able to get good and high before, like, right before they talked to the judge, they were able to just get real fucked up, and then they were all chill, dude, instead of fucking freaking out or passing out.
So, in Big Lou, before Big Lou got in the sober living place, fucking, what you would call it, like, his second Zoom court, we're fucking sitting there. The dab rig's right next to the computer. We're sitting there doing dabs. I put the fucking little thing on the camera, the little piece of tape on the camera. And fucking, we do dabs. Oh, man.
Dude, that's... I wish that we weren't in a fucking... Like, if this is like a small town shit, which they're not doing fucking Zoom court, but like where jail ain't a big deal, you're just like, just be weekend, dude. Just get like commit a crime just so you can go on court, go on court TV, fucking.
Yeah. Oh man.
Webcam court and fucking.
Oh, I was gonna take Big Lou to small claims court, dude, to get on Judge Judy. When he threw a brick through my window back in the day, man.
Oh, dude, that would have been tight. Big Lou, dude. He's got a fight.
We both get paid $1,300 for being on the show, dude.
Banging his fucking oxygen machine through the courtroom.
So the other week.
Just eating mushrooms out of a bag. Before Sir. Sir, you're in court.
Well, man.
Yeah, I know. I just
this is vodka, man. I'm trying to pull that old.
It's fucking vodka. Yeah. So, dude. Zoom court, there's a lot of fun you could have.
Just slowly, just start sipping a beer, and when they notice, just deny it.
Oh, that's a fucking Mountain Dew.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Where's Bella?
Mark, can we pause so I can fucking piss really quick?
Yeah, let's actually pause. That way I can put a fucking ad right there.
All right, perfect.
I get high. We get high. Me and Cooley, we get high. We get high. Freddie Gibbs. Suck free. And fuck me. Yeah, we're back. We're back. Thank you, Freddie Gibbs, for introing us into the Epochs. 36. That's the 36 chambers of the fucking Lou
right.
crew.
That's right.
Fucking gangster ass shit. We're going to be throwing it down for a little while longer here with Mr. Corey Cooley. One of the coolest guys in Denver comedy game, all the way from fucking Wyoming, Nebraska.
Yeah. Wyoming, Nebraska. Represent, dude. From that Warren Buffett country, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
From that Warren Buffett.
I'm from one of the manor men, and the sheep's is scared.
Scared, dude.
Scared as fuck. How many sheep did you fuck when you were growing
up? I don't remember. I was in 4-H, so a lot. You know what I'm saying, dude? You the fuck, yeah.
So that's where my sexual deviancy started.
Even that fucking...
You know.
It's called animal husbandry for a reason, man. You gotta wife up them sheep, dude. You can't just shear them, bro. You gotta take them out to a nice meal. Dude.
You gotta hold them some way, right? Put their feet in your boots, and then your dick in their ass, right. And then you shear them up, right?
That's right.
That's how you do it, dude. I knew there was a trick to it.
So I've seen it done.
You got that muscle memory, dude. Your dick just gets hard when you put
you
your
ever
boots
do that,
on.
Dude? You ever hold a bitch down while you're fucking her and try to cut her hair, dude?
No.
You never come so hard, dude. It's like, hold down. The shears.
What the fuck?
Like, what the fuck? You're like, you better fucking. You better
hold on,
you're
gonna
dude.
Like this, girl. You're gonna like.
Oh, it's a rodeo now, dude. Yeah. You're like,
That's better than telling your sister's fucking pussy's way tighter.
Yeah, dude, exactly. Yeah. Her pussy will tighten up if you try to cut her fucking hair off.
Yeah. Oh, that shit'll slam shut, bro. Your dick will get fucking cut
out,
dude.
Cut your fucking dick
off,
bro.
Guillotine your pee-pee, bro. Fuck, dude. That's been a... back to McAfee.
Oh, he fucked a whale, I guess. Or he tried to fuck a whale, bro?
Yeah, dude.
Do you know about this? Because I just found out. I just heard about this.
Let's hear.
No, I don't know. Just somebody
you
told
don't
me
know
that
about
he
this?
Tried to fuck
he
a whale.
He tried to fuck a whale in the blowhole or what?
I don't fucking know, dude. I guess.
What kind of whale? Was he having one of those whales with the unicorn thing, put his fucking unicorn horn in his ass?
No, that's called a narwhal. Narwhal?
Narwhal?
Yeah, dude. I'm a marine biologist. That's my day job.
Well, I remember being in the Arctic with my narwhal Squeaky. Mm. He was my best friend. Came by the boat every day. Came by the boat every day. Hung out. Fuck, dude.
Hang out, smoke a blunt.
You're cool, man. I didn't know this about you. Oh, that's when you smoke weed is when you're out on the ocean?
Yeah, back with the whales, dude.
Back with the whales, bro. That's tender to your heart, bro. That's why you can't smoke weed with us.
Yeah, dude. Well,
what
yeah,
a
my
bitch, bro.
My buddy OD'd on weed. He was a sea lion, dude.
I did. So
hold on, because you gotta.
Let's hear about this.
There's
sea
only
lion,
like a couple. There's only a couple whales you could fuck, dude. Like.
That's a sperm whale. That just sounds like.
That's
a,
big though. That's big, and it's got teeth, dude.
All right.
You want to fuck a baleen whale is what
they call it, bro. Get a toothbrush to fucking job you on your weenie?
No, yeah, dude. Yeah. Well, no. See, a baleen whale, man, that's not going to be good either. You can't fuck him in the mouth. You can't fuck a whale in the mouth. You got to fuck it in the blowhole, dude. Or in a pussy.
How big is whale pussy, dude? You think you can put your hand in there?
I can fit inside of it. Sir whales, dude.
You're the marine biologist, dude. Can you put your whole body inside of a fucking whale pussy?
We're doing a study.
It's 420, dude. I gotta do a hit. I gotta do a jab.
All right. There's a fucking.
So there's a study on fucking fitting your whole self inside a whale vagina.
Yeah, I mean not yet. I'm trying to get funding from the government. I'm trying to get funding from the government to see if I can fit my whole body inside of a whale pussy, bro.
So, are you gonna be using full body condoms like Naked Gun?
Nah, dude, I'm getting raw, dude.
You're gonna go raw dog?
Absolutely, dude. You only get one shot, dude.
Okay,
I want to feel it, dude. I want to know I'm in a whale pussy, bro. Meat to meat, dude.
Okay, so are you going to snorkel and go head first, or are you going to go feet first and jerk off the whole time with your head sticking out? Laughing.
I think you got to go, you got to go feet first, dude.
Feet first, so you can fucking giggle still with your head outside?
Like, point your toes.
Point your toes. I think I've seen that in a girl fisting video, dude. They had the other girl point their toes.
Yeah, point your toes. keep your toes pointed.
this is in a something Brooks fucking foot fisting video. I think I seen this.
Yeah,
before.
You gotta have a dude on the outside of the pussy with a rope inside of you. Because otherwise, you just go inside of that motherfucker, dude.
You're swimming around
the uterus. Just hanging out with a baby whale and a fucking.
You're talking with it. You know the language, right?
Yeah. So there's a chemical. I just found this out, dude. There's a chemical inside dolphin pussy. Have you ever seen dolphin pussy?
No.
All right. Well, I'm telling.
Does it look like a wild starfish or something?
It doesn't look bad, bro.
It doesn't look bad. Okay.
This is like the fifth. By the way, okay. If you like this, for the listeners, this is probably the 15th time on a podcast that I've shown somebody dolphin pussy.
Okay. This is the first for me.
This is very. I'm really trying to fuck up that algorithm, dude. Dolphin pussy images. Gotta turn off that safe search, dude. Yeah, dude.
Oh, that looks pretty tight, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
No wonder why dudes are trying to fuck dolphins.
For sure.
In fucking Hawaii, bro. I see it, dude. No, they are mermaids, dude. I bet you fucking dolphins are mermaids.
I mean, you gotta get the position. But anyway, so there's a chemical that inside dolphin pussy that, like, when a boy dolphin gets his dick in there, dude. It hits that chemical, dude, and it makes him come like right away. So that they can get, it's like an evolutionary thing that they developed. But they put it on they like extracted that shit and put. This might be fake. This might be a made up story, right. But I think it's real. And they put it on a fucking chimpanzee's dick, dude, and he like. Started coming and seizuring up, dude.
Oh yeah, he seized cum.
Yeah, like he blacked out. I was like, ah. Try to get that.
So that's what's in Blue Chew.
Yeah.
My dad's laughing. He's all these pussies talking about dolphin pussy.
They call it the pussy of the sea, dude. You gotta.
Those guys on the tuna boats are fucking so happy whenever they catch a dolphin.
They're like, we got one, boys.
No wonder why they're out there fishing tuna, but they're fucking dolphins, dude. Okay.
Bro.
So, you must be really into this dolphin pussy there to be a marine biologist.
Yeah.
Like, by day.
That's why you get into it.
Studying
dolphins.
Is that all marine biologists are in it for the dolphin puss?
Let me say this one time. Let me make it abundantly clear, dude. Every marine biologist is fucking dolphins, bro. There is not one alive, dude.
He's all, I'm just an amateur, and I'm fucking trying to fuck dolphins all the time.
Yeah, dude. If you meet a female marine biologist, she is scissoring dolphins, dude. It's not really scissoring, but she's...
Oh, dude.
Yeah, dude, getting up in them dolphin guts, bro. Absolutely.
So, this is the craziest web we ever wove, I think, dude. Dolphin pussy
from
fucking whales. From McAfee trying to fuck whales.
Yeah.
And McAfee not Epsteining himself at all.
Yeah, yeah. If I ever die inside of a whale pussy, know that that was an accident. I did not want to kill myself.
I did not want to Epstein myself inside of this giant fucking pussy of the sea. I was just checking to see if there's fucking... whale fucking pussy juice.
I was looking for my wallet.
I dropped that dope ass Rick and Morty wallet that I bought from Homeboy System at my flea market.
Let me just dodge in there real quick and check. Tape in and out, dude.
In and out.
Dude. I'm gonna tug on the rope twice.
All right.
When I'm ready to come out, dude.
So, I think we're done with dolphin pussy, bro.
Yeah, dude.
What's the next segue? Did you see the homie Alex Jones back on Flagrant 2?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't. I haven't watched it now.
Did you watch the first one?
Huh?
Down in Florida? Complete hilarity, dude. It was fucking funny the whole time. Like, he grabbed the fucking golden fucking AK, and he starts going, oh, like all crazy, bud, fucking crazy, crazy shit, bro.
He's great, man.
Yeah, Alex Jones has been great from fucking awesome, jump, dude.
He was.
When did you become an Alex Jones fan?
Dude, when I was like fucking 19, a friend of mine like just gave me like 2 Alex Jones DVDs.
DVDs or videos?
DVDs, bro.
All right, like, so was it the Obama deception or Bohemian Grove?
No, dude, this is right in the middle. It was fucking Terror Storm and Endgame.
Terror Storm and Endgame? All right, cool.
Yeah.
So me and my homeboy pitched on Bohemian Grove, dude, and he says at the end of the video, please copy this tape and give it to your friends, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
So we did, bro. This is like VHS, bro. We recorded it in the fucking... at school, bro, in our AV thing, dude. Yeah. So homeboy had a bunch of fucking blank tapes, bro. Like little fucking 5-minute tapes. The AV guy.
Yeah.
And we fucking recorded like fucking 50 of them, dude, and left them all over the place, dude.
Yeah,
like,
dude, that's what people don't understand.
Like,
dude,
this is the truth,
like a
bro.
Fucking underground rapper.
Yeah,
coming
dude.
Out, dude.
Ah, dude, nobody even understands that
he's
shit.
Just selling
like,
fucking.
Like, ah, dude, I'm serious, dude. Yeah, he was like Immortal Technique. When Immortal Technique started doing that shit, I was like, yo, son, this is so Alex Jones. This is gangster. And look how, dude, Immortal Technique's paid at the fucking live shows, bro. That fool fucking, dude, that fool got pulled over in Denver, dude, and almost got fucking caught with like fucking $160,000 in fucking cash. And they tried to fucking seize it, bro.
Goddamn. Yeah,
and say it's drug money, but it's all from shows, bro. You know what I mean, dude?
Yeah.
So, yeah, dude, Immortal Technique did the same thing Alex Jones did back in the day. I was like, this fool is gangster. But Alex Jones is the original gangster, dude. It is an InfoWar, bro. Look, they shut InfoWars down because, dude, that's patented, trademarked, all Alex Jones, bro.
Yeah.
What's the next giant fucking global warfare? If it's not nuclear, it's information. It's InfoWars, bro. And he bought that shit in the fucking 90s, bro. He bought that in the late 90s. He's had InfoWars.com since fucking, like, 97, bro.
Dude, that's, like, they were trying to, they'll try to fucking derail it with fucking QAnon shit or whatever, or fucking white supremacy. This is literally fucking Bill Hicks said this shit. Like, right before he died, he was like, that fucking, I think he was in Australia, maybe, might have been. He was like, that whole Waco thing was just fucking to tell you, like,
we can fucking
you're
shut
free to
anybody
do, you're
down.
Free to do exactly what we tell you to do. And we'll paint you as a fucking...
And that's a comment,
we'll paint
bro.
You as a pedophile. We'll paint you as a drug manufacturer. We'll paint you as a white supremacist. We'll paint you as a fucking terrorist. Like,
oh, they got the copy print right on anybody, dude. And we can all be whatever they fucking say we are, bro. Like, yeah, dude, anybody could be a rapist. Anybody could be a racist.
Speaking of the devil,
all that
dude.
Shit, dude.
Speaking of rapists, what's up, man? Lewis.
What, am I the only rapist in Denver comedy scene?
Yeah, I thought it was a good idea. Yeah.
This fucking podcast has been brought to you by Green Sativa, 84th and Pecos. They got the best fucking deals on fucking wax all day. $12 grams, your choice. Today we have Vanilla Berry. We have Star Spice.
Yeah.
We're throwing it down. We're having a great time here at the Oh Fuck My Mom's Home podcast, sponsored by Green Sativa. Hurry up with your fucking pinche phone call, pinche puto. Tell him to call you back in 5 minutes. Give us 10, homeboy.
What the fuck? Weird. All right.
All right, you guys.
All right, well, I'll give you a call back in like 10 minutes. All right? All right, later.
All right, we're going to have to wait to hear what happened in 10 minutes. So we're going to fucking finish this podcast.
Yeah, let's finish it out strong, dude. Well,
let's go straight Alex Jones, bro. I miss him on the fucking internet, bro.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, like...
Dude, I used to wake up and watch fucking Alex Jones every morning on YouTube, bro.
Well, that's the thing, but like, that upset me about Alex Jones, man, when he went for Trump, because Trump was talking, Trump, like, from the jump was talking about fucking, kind of cracking down the war on drugs, and it's like, Alex, this was your bread and butter, dude. You were saying that they're going to use the war on drugs as a pretext, and the war on terror as a pretext to fucking institute.
Okay. And they're going to no matter what, bro, okay? Like,
yeah, I ain't
the
worried
war, the war, the war on drugs got won a long time ago by drugs, okay?
Yeah, yeah,
drugs
yeah. We
won
it.
The fucking war, bro. That's why I'm totally 100% gung-ho on drugs, bro, because
yeah.
drugs won the war,
I know how to
bro.
Back a winner, dude.
Yeah, I back winners, dude, only. Mike
yeah,
Tyson
dude.
And drugs, bro,
yeah,
all right? Winners, dude, to the day
by
they
the way,
die.
By the way, that's proof. Mike Tyson lost the battle to drugs. Drugs got fucking Tyson, bro. You think you're going to fucking beat drugs? They
yeah.
got the baddest motherfucker
yeah.
ever lived, bro.
Drugs won,
out of your
bro.
Fucking mind,
yeah.
dude.
So, and I think so highly of both of them motherfuckers. Drugs,
both drugs and
Mike
Tyson.
Mike Tyson, bro.
Yeah, dude.
The most eloquentest speaker of all time, bro. Dude, he's sharp as fuck, dude.
Oh, he's the best.
Shut up, Toothless.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Damn it, Dad, you're in the other room. I can't. My dad's ruining the podcast from the other room. Remember when I stopped your podcast with the fart the other week?
Mm-hmm. There's a problem podcasting with fucking Hispanics, dude. You can't have them in your neighborhood, dude. You gotta get them the fuck out of your neighborhood, bro. This is a problem with like people were like people keep bringing up they're like yeah, the problem with the country is like redlining, dude. There was these racist laws that they weren't selling houses to black people. It's like yeah, because those people were trying to podcast, and you can't fucking podcast with all these black people.
Or Mexicans.
Yeah,
or
you can't
black.
Have Puerto
can't
Ricans next
like,
door.
Yo, what you doing in there? Yo,
yeah,
y'all podcasting? Y'all podcasting? I know about podcasting. You know Joe Rogan's?
Yeah.
I know you know Joe Rogan's. I know you know Joe Rogan's.
You listen to Mark Maron's, dude? You listen
to Mark Maron's? Originals, motherfucker. You see Joey Diaz on Mark Maron's show? I love that shit. Oh, man, did you get to meet... You were out of town when Lisa was in town, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I took a picture with that short little motherfucker, bro.
Yeah, that's
he,
cool.
He's like, he looks like a slightly chubbier Jason Gerber.
I love that Joey Diaz was just like, let me take a guy and just ruin his mind.
Yeah, dude, nah, he
just
didn't...
Just melt this motherfucker's brain.
I'm gonna fuck this little Jew up, son. Like a motherfucker.
He just cooks people, man. Oh, he's dude. Fucking.
That's like, you can't hang out with me. Little Aspie's lucky I never got him, threw him in the deep water.
Well, yeah, dude.
He'd be no, lost gotta... on the streets, bro. All fucking poor.
Bro.
We've been in some deep water. This is some cool deep water right here,
bro.
Oh,
yeah,
I like treading in it. Bala loves it. Fucking good times.
We go deep, dude, treading in the fucking.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I just wish you did fucking marijuana hot rails, bro.
Yeah, I know, man. Nah, marijuana.
Why don't you do weed, bro? Let's end up with this, dude. Let's give a non-weed PSA.
Okay, no, hold on. So this actually goes back to fucking Alex Jones in a weird way.
in a weird way.
So, like, I fucking smoked weed for, like, 10 years, and then,
I'm gonna smoke weed while you tell this
story. Yeah, yeah. And then, I quit for a while, because I was, doing a job where I couldn't smoke weed. And then when I got back to it, I got basically sober for, like, 3 months or some shit, and then a buddy gave me a dab, and I got way too fucking high, and just paranoid as a motherfucker, dude. And, like, that was, it, like, turned, I never had anxiety before that, dude. It turned on anxiety. Like, now I have, like, probably, like, medical anxiety. It's, like, a problem that I have to deal with.
Is it like, a problem I'm laughing? Or no?
Medically. No, no, no. All
right.
No, it's hilarious. But, like, but it's, like, I'm going to need to.
My necrosis is fucking hilarious, dude.
Like, if I quit drinking, I would have to get medicated for anxiety, bro. And it happened because of dabs, dude.
Oh, dude.
I swear to God. But, like.
Okay, the last time with Alex Jones.
The last time that I fucking took a dab, dude, it was, like, down here. It was at Wheat Ridge. And my buddy gave me a fucking dab. And he was, I'm sure, fucking with me, dude. He just gave me, like, a fucking massive dab. And we're, like, hanging out of fucking, hanging out of his house. He's, like, fucking, we're listening to, like, Wheeler Walker Jr. and shit. And I'm just, like, spiraling fucking paranoia. And I'm like, man, this guy is a Jewish dude. That's who Wheeler Walker Jr. is. He's a Jewish dude. And he is talking about fucking, he's like making fun of country music and shit. And he's like doing all this gay shit. And I'm like, God damn it, dude. God damn it, Owen Benjamin was right. The Jews are trying to make us all gay.
Owen Benjamin, dude, the reckless.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, dude.
And I was like, nah, I'm never smoking weed again, dude. I'm fucking done with this shit.
Owen Benjamin cannot be right, dude.
Yeah, I will not live in a state of mind where
Owen Benjamin quits doing drugs and he's
right,
correct.
it's either I gotta quit smoking weed or I gotta buy chickens, dude.
I gotta be super.
Yeah, I gotta go super conservative.
Go
fucking
Joe Rogan, Joe Rogan to the right times 50,000.
I gotta live in the woods. I was like, I'm gonna quit smoking weed. I'm a socialist now. I quit smoking weed. I'm a socialist.
Are we gonna
now,
move down to Trinidad? Fucking
yeah, dude. Start a socialist. Fucking.
Oh, dude, so stupid. So, weed's cool, bro. I just did a whole ad about green sativa. You didn't see that shit?
Well, no, it was great, dude. It was great. I support it. You know what I mean?
I just support methamphetamines way more.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the problem. It's probably, like, I don't know how much meth I was doing at that time. The meth certainly hasn't helped the anxiety. No, I did too much meth back in the day, dude. Because it switches the thing up. Like, whatever it is that, like, whatever drug, like, takes away the anxiety, dude. After a while, dude, it'll just slowly switch.
Slowly,
and it'll become the thing that gives you
anxiety.
Yeah.
And then you got to switch to something else. Like, maybe it's going to be Starbucks coffee next.
Right. Like, I mean, caffeine, I think, will be, like, the last one. But, like, booze is starting to give me anxiety. But it, like, waits till the next day. I'm chill for the day.
It's courteous
yeah,
about
yeah.
it.
But it's sneaky because I'm like,
yeah.
Because, like.
And it's like, oh, man, dude. Because You thought you had an extra bottle sitting there, but it's only like fucking a swallow.
Yeah. Well, then.
And then that's the next, what, that gives you even more anxiety because it's just that swallow.
Yeah. And then the next day you have a panic. The next day you have a panic. What time does the fucking
liquor? What time does the liquor store open?
Yeah, yeah.
I woke up way too early this morning.
I'm not that bad, dude. There was like, I was to a point where I was like, where like I knew what time all the liquor stores around me open. You know what I mean?
Like if I have to, I gotta walk north right now.
Yeah, if I gotta go down to Dry Creek and fucking, there's a fucking Haitian lady that runs, yeah, or whatever, like whatever.
She
fucking you
opens
know.
Up bright and early at 9 o'clock. That bitch yeah, pulls in a Honda dude. Accord.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking. You know.
So we're open, dude.
Nah, dude. So we used to get water right there on Florida in fucking in Parker, in Florida, right across the street from there. There's the Albertsons there before the last Albertsons closed down. But there's like a liquor warehouse, bro. Open at 9 o'clock on the dot, bro. There'd be this fucking drunk, yeah. There'd be this drunk old bitch in a minivan, and this fucking old dude would roll up in a fucking brand new fucking Lexus, bud, and he would be fucking trashed, fool, and this fool would walk in there and come out with the fucking, with one of those baskets with fucking two handles of fucking Canadian Mist and two fucking six packs of like fucking of It was not even seltzer of Zima's, bud.
Bro. Bro, that's a problem.
Zima's
that's what I'm
a Canadian
about.
Like, Mist, dude. And this fool would be Zima's fucking trash. This fool would be trash. Getting, walking into the fucking store at 9 in the morning, bro.
They call that getting misted, bro. That's the problem. That's the problem with all this fucking... That's the problem with all those street kids, dude. They're trying to, like, interact with you, but there's a thick layer of fucking Canadian Mist in between. They can barely, like... Dog, they can barely, like... perceive you, man. They're having, they're struggling through that. Like, what? Dude, Canadian Mist, like,
oh shit, they're misted.
They're misted, fuck, dude. Canadian Mist is thicker than oil, bro. it's like walking through tar, dude, trying to walk on Canadian Mist, bro. It's so fucking, oh, that shit's dirty, dude. That's disgusting. I got, goddamn.
Oh, fuck. Motherfucker, don't get misted, brother. We're fucking out. All right. Oh, fuck my mom.